Welcome to episode 21 of The Vinyl Thread with Auburn and Natalie Lowe on Radio Nope. Each week we thread 20 minutes of vinyl together on a theme. This week we're visiting Britain's best televised jazz programme, the legendary Jazz 625.
Here on 2 we join Steve Race to set the scene for tonight's Jazz 625.
This is Steve Race with One Note Samba. Race not only wrote the Jazz 625 theme, which you heard at the start of today's thread, but also presented Jazz 625 in its early episodes. Thank you. This was my favourite episode, featuring Lorindo Almeida alongside the Modern Jazz Quartet. I would watch it with a young Jack on my knee. The quiet, reflective music would soothe the young Jack to sleep. Humphrey Lyttelton with Duke Ellington's Echoes of Harlem. Both Lyttelton and Ellington appeared on Jazz 65. In fact, the Duke appeared on the first ever broadcast on 21st of April 1964 on BBC Two. It was the first night that BBC Two also hit the national airwaves.
This is Grooving High by Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, with Milt Jackson of the Modern Jazz Quartet on vibes. It comes from my copy of the Riverside Jazz Sampler, released in 1988. Riverside Records briefly flourished as a jazz label from the mid-50s, but folded following the sudden death of one of its founders, Bill Grauer Jr.
Brought up to the present day. In both 2019 and 2020, Jazz 65 returned to the BBC, celebrating the fantastic jazz scene we currently enjoy here in the UK. This is a tune written and performed by Shirley Tete, who blazed a trail on the brilliant 2019 Jazz 65 episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 21 of The Vinyl Thread on Radio Nope. Please tune in again at 12 noon EST and 5 p.m. UK time next Sunday. And join us an hour before for DJ Deb's swinging Hit It and Split. Until next week, it's goodbye from Alban and me.